Chapter 54.
The army from Salamandastan charged into the rapscallions' midst to join the Red Wallers. Galloper Riffle was down. A snarling weasel who was about to dispatch him with a dagger thrust fell forward, slain by a sabre swing. Riffle felt himself pulled upright. He stopped a moment in the thick of battle, recognising his rescuer.
Algidor, my brother!
The young runner blinked, smiling and crying at the same time.
Riffle, thank the seasons you're alive!
Log-a-log-a-log-a-log!
The shrew chieftain at the head of his remaining gowsim tore into a pack of vermin and chased them the length of the ridge.
Red Wall! No surrender! No quarter, me buckos!
Skipper of Otter and his ragged band threw themselves headlong at another group of foe beasts, javelins forward. Tammo had formed four square with Pask, Midge, Twayblade and Fordun, battling madly against the desperate rapscallions. They pushed their way with blades sling and toot to where Corporal Rubberdub lay stretched on the ground, limp and trampled. While the others fought, Pask stooped to inspect the big lump and the awesome cut across the back of Rubberdub's head. She looked up sadly at her friends.
I think poor Rubberdub's gone.
Nonsense!
Twayblade kicked Rubberdub's paw roughly. Turning over, the drummer rubbed his head, grinning widely.
Dubba-dubba-dubba-boom!
Sergeant Torgok found himself fighting alongside Drill Sergeant Clubrush. The pair fought like mad beasts, but chattered like old pals.
Hey, left hand, your young'uns are shaping up well.
They certainly are, son. They pulled your chestnuts out of the fire.
Tyr and Turi had formed up with Trowbags and Fergale. They pressed forward in a straight line, driving rapscallions off the edge of the ridge. Determined to distinguish himself in this first action, Trowbags pulled away from the others and began taking on four vermin single-pawed.
Have at you, you scurvy rascals! Trowbags the Terrible's here!
He managed to slay one before another got behind him and put him down with a dagger in his side. Corporal Elbrig and Shangle Widepad rushed into his aid, slaying two and sending the other one running. Holding onto his side, Trowbags managed a weak smile.
Chap got behind me. Wasn't very sporting of him, was it, Cor?
Shangle provided cover while Elbrig ministered to the recruit.
Trowbags, what am I going to do with you, eh? War isn't no game. There ain't no such thing as a vermin being sporty. Good job that dagger only took a bit of fur and flesh. You'd be a goner now if that was an inward stab instead of a sideways one. Come on, up on your anchors, me beauty. Stick with me and old Shang.